Part 19, Chapter 5.
"It's a trap,"
said Robert the Fox. Johnny had returned. He rapidly told them what Kerr had said. He had given orders for the immediate refueling, checkover, and cleaning of Stormalong's plane to be ready within the hour. He had the co-pilot who had come with Stormalong in front of him now with Angus standing nearby, and he was comparing the two.
"Can you trust Kerr?"
demanded Sir Robert. Johnny didn't answer. He was satisfied Angus could be mistaken for the co-pilot if he darkened his beard, put on a bit of walnut stain, and changed clothes.
"Answer me! I kinda think you've got all your wits."
Robert was so agitated he was pacing back and forth in the underground room Johnny had been using. He was even lapsing into his colloquial Scot dialect.
"I must go. Now and fast."
Johnny shot at them.
"No!"
said Donaldine.
"No!"
said Robert the Fox. There was a flurry of translations with his coordinator, and then Colonel Ivan shouted,
"Niet!"
Johnny had Angus changing clothes with the co-pilot.
"You don't have to go, Angus. You said yes too hastily."
Angus said,
"I'll go. I'll say my prayers and make my will, but I'll go with you, Johnny."
Stormalong was standing there, and Johnny pulled him over to a huge cyclo mirror and stood beside him. Tropic sun had tanned Johnny lately. Their skin tone difference was not so great now. Stormalong's beard was a little darker. Some walnut stain would fix that. There was the new facial scar, well healed now, that Johnny had gotten. Nothing could be done about that, and he hoped people would think Stormalong had had an accident. Yes. Wait, he could put a bandage on it. Ah, the square cut of the bottom of the beard. That was what was making the difference. He reached for the tool kit Angus always carried, got out some sharp wire snips, and began to make his beard exactly the same as Stormalong's. That done, he changed clothes with him. Now a little walnut stain in the beard. Good. He looked at himself in the mirror. Ah, yes, the piece of bandage. He got that and put it on. Now? Good. He could pass for Stormalong. The huge old-fashioned goggles, white scarf, and leather flying coat. Yes, they did it. Unless he was looked at too closely or their slight difference in accent was heard. He made Stormalong talk, then he talked. No Scot burr in Stormalong's accent. Scot University? A little soft in pronunciation? He tried it. Yes, he could also sound like Stormalong.